Item 16, PR 2021-5715, sketch plot 83 for Jeffrey Ciambieda at 2132 Gold Avenue. And Mr. Archuleta.
Yes, one more time. This is a request for sketch plot. It's a property that is currently developed with a duplex. The interest is to, with a proposed lot, is going from one to two, having the lot line formally separating the duplex onto two separate lots. So we're here for comment. Thank you.
Water Authority.
Hello, Kenderek, this is Blaine for the Water Authority. A couple weird ones on this one. Given that it's an existing developed site, and you are going from one to two lots, we do require separate services for the separate parcels. Yeah, the owners will be required to provide a second water and sewer service and account with development. There's mains available, so they need the tapping permits and they work with our customer service to set up the new accounts. You're within our service area, and if there's with the platting action, we will want those existing services located so we can confirm that they're on one parcel or the other. If it's kind of on a parcel line, they may need to dedicate it private easier.
Okay.
So that's what we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Code enforcement.
Hello, Derek. These lots are zoned MXM and it's existing use. The splitting of the lot, Bill, it will not create an expansion of nonconformance. So I don't have no objections.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Parks and Rec.
Sorry, Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. No comments.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology. We just needed a diagram showing the existing drainage patterns on this lot. Since it was developed with only one lot, you could have cross-lot drainage currently. And if that's the case, you just need to make sure you add the cross-lot drainage note.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. The existing 16-foot alleyway right-of-way width doesn't meet the minimum 20-foot wide requirement. Either dedicate additional right-of-way or provide justification for maintaining it at 16 feet through a width waiver process administratively.
Okay, thank you.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So again, all of the standard plat comments, and then just to note, the subject site is within 660 feet of both a Main Street corridor and a major transit corridor. So there are both requirements and reductions that you can take because of that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Archuleta.
Can
We've
I go?
Got you enough comments this morning?
Yes, thank you.
You're satisfied. Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, this is sketch plat history here. So let's go to item 17, PR 2021-5716, sketch plat 2021-84 for Alex Argueta at, 711 7th Street Southwest. And Cartesian is representing them. And let's see, Ryan, are you there? It's hard to keep following us all morning and all afternoon. Mr. Mulhall, are you there? Okay, let's go on to our next sketch plat, and we'll go back to 17. If Mr. Rodenbeck, if you could contact Mr. Mulhall and let him know that we'll come back to him.
I'll contact him.
Okay. And this is within our rules. If someone isn't available, we can move their case to the end of the agenda and consider it then. And so let's go to 18, PR 2021-5717, sketch plot 2021-85 for D.R. Horton at Oak Ridge Street between Universe and Treeline. And Jeremy Schell or friends, Mr. Strozier, are you a friend?
I'm a friend.
All right. Sketch plat's pretty loose, so if you want to be the man, go ahead.
Well, I guess I was anticipating that someone from Respect would be here and I would be listening, but But we can certainly address this. So this is a sketch plat for a single family subdivision. If you're familiar with this area, there was a temporary connection that was built out to the main street there, and
Oak Ridge,
placed, yeah, with this subdivision, and it's the zoning is RML, and so the single family detached is a permissive use in that zone and would be designed accordingly. So we're just here for preliminary plat. This is really our pre-application meeting for that process, and wanted to see if there were any issues that we need to make sure we address as we develop the plat to move forward.
Okay, perfect. Water Authority.
Madam Chair, good afternoon, Jim. For this particular case, we have issued a serviceability letter. It's 210419 that provides the conditions for service. This project is outside the service area, so we do need a development agreement to follow on based upon that serviceability letter. So that's currently a two-board hearing process, so I want to get that going as soon as possible. If you're ready to move forward with that, as a development team, please get us the information and we'll, you know, draft the document and proceed to get that ready for the board. A utility plan, when this comes forward for actual plat, what we'll be looking for would be enough information that we can use to glean required mains for the infrastructure list, anticipation of you moving forward to a work order. And again, all that will be based on what was in the serviceability letter. I think this particular one had some rough lines sketched in based upon the layout. And finally, we're requesting, particularly that southern area there that you do work with, 811, to get the existing mains surveyed, located, so we can ensure that they're in the right spot and not needing additional easement. So that is really all we have at this time, the big thing being that development agreement.
Great. Thank you, Blaine. This is Jim Schmelzer again, and I know that they're aware of that, and I believe they're working on getting you the information needed to get that kicked off.
Okay, code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Matanio, code enforcement. Hi, Jim. Some basic comments here. The subdivisional land has to comply with 5.4. That would be meeting your minimum lot size requirements, etc. As well as for development in this piece of property, just FYI, you're within a VPO and a CPO. That's VPO 2 and CPO 13. Right. So any comments I have?
Okay.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. So mainly we have that due to the classification of Paseo del Norte, we have been working on having a trail on the south side of Paseo del Norte with other developments in lieu of a sidewalk, in lieu of the concrete sidewalk. So we are thinking that would be added to the infrastructure list for this development as well.
Okay. And this is Jim Sturger. Cheryl, do you have a width on that? I'm assuming that will be an asphalt trail. And do you have a width on that?
Yes. This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. That's the material. I believe it's a 10-foot width, but I'll check on that because I know that for higher traffic areas, we prefer wider, and sometimes it goes up to 12 feet. But I would want it to obviously be consistent. So I'll check. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hydrology.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology. Hydrology will need an approved the grading drainage plan prior to the platting action. And then of course, depending on the grading plan, there may be some drainage items that may be on the infrastructure list. And I also put a note in here, the grading and drainage plan will need to meet the latest and greatest trails units 1, 2, and 3 DMP. And also depending on the latest because that was, I think, approved in 2014, but there was a revised drainage system analysis that was done in 2017, and there's some existing drainage ponds, and depending on that study, you may or may not have to put some detention ponds on this property.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Please vacate any existing roadway easements to Oak Ridge to comply with the new site layout. A minimum 75-foot centerline radius shall be used at the right turns. Please label all centerline radii. Show the existing road cross-section for Oak Ridge. And a TIS form shall be submitted along with a platting action to verify any requirements regarding a traffic study. And then develop an infrastructure list for all proposed roadway improvements. Thank you.
Thanks.
This is Chair Wolfley. Ms. Wolfenbarger, do you know the history of, like, there's this current connection to Oak Ridge? Why is the future connection better for everyone?
Well, the future connection, I think, would serve the same purpose. I don't have any more history on that, but it would, you know, it still provides the needed connection to Oak Ridge.
Okay, it just seemed like it was bringing more traffic around these six homes, and the existing road looks pretty capable, but anyhow, Mr.
Stroger,
do you know?
And I think that also it looks like it lines up with the road on the other side as well.
Yeah, and that's probably a big reason there, so. Okay, planning.
So this is Maggie Gould. So again, all of the standard project and signature comments, we've addressed the overlays. North arrow on the proposed lot layout is pointing actually to the west. Lots are need to be dimensioned. The subdivision is abutting Paseo del Norte, which is identified on the long range roadway system as a principal regional arterial. IDO section 5.4 calls for the avoidance of residential rear lot lines adjacent to collector or arterial streets. Please consider a layout that would avoid placing homes in close proximity to Paseo del Norte, or demonstrate that there is some landscaping or trail buffer between future build out of the road lanes and the private property lines. Residential lots shall avoid layouts where the rear lot line is adjacent to the collector. Okay, so we just have that section is cited there. And then the land for this subdivision appears not to have been graded and must meet the requirements of section 5.2c. So a sensitive lands analysis will be required. Land in this area has areas where the basalt is close to the surface. Please be aware of requirements in 5.4J that regulate grade changes and extensive fill. And then that section is cited. Block links are regulated by the IDO in section 5.4E3. It appears that Sidrio Loop on the west side has a block link that is longer than 600 feet. The other heads up is all low density residential development, driveways accessed from the front or street side of the property shall be 20 feet long. So when you're thinking about the platting and the future development, you need to make sure that you have 20 feet available for your driveway from the property line to the house or the garage. And that's it.
I have one more comment that we neglected to get on there, Mr. Stroger, and let's see if I can share my screen real quick. So 5.4E2 general block layout. Here on item B, to the maximum extent practicable, streets and access lanes shall be oriented to create block and lot configurations with their longest dimension along east-west access to facilitate solar access. So just keep that in mind as well. And I think if the north arrow was correct, you'd be in good shape there. But since the north arrow isn't correct, it's less. So there might be some more advantageous layout to this subdivision dealing with Paseo in dealing with trying to have blocks going east and west.
All right.
All right.
And I know on the issue of the basalt, of course, this is in an area where we know that exists below the surface. They're planning to work with a contractor to go out and pothole the property so that they can get kind of a contour map, if you will, of the basalt underneath the soil.
Okay, yeah, and that's just kind of with all those conditions, trying to make sure how your site lines up with adjacent properties and all. So I know there's always a question about fill or dynamiting some of the basalt. So so just keep those provisions of the IDO in mind. And I think, do you have any further questions?
I don't.
For Mr. Schell?
This was it was very helpful.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go back now to item 17, 2021-5716, sketch plat 2021-84 at 711 7th Street. And I think Mr. Mulhall is here now.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian.
All right, thanks for being here. And do you want to give us a quick overview?
Certainly. So this property is undeveloped. We are looking to subdivide one tract into three. And there's a little bit of complication with the alleyway. I believe it's a private alleyway, and that seems to stand up from the record that we've had, but it's a little complicated, and so we're still sort of untangling that aspect of it. But with that, we await any comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Water Authority.
Madam Chair, this is Blaine for the Water Authority. So we have some existing service boxes located on the property. So it's possible there's existing service lines that are just not having a meter in them. Yeah. We do not have active accounts shown for this property. There are public mains both adjacent to the property for routine connection. And upon subdivision, each lot still have separate services. So when they develop, they can use it. If they have mains, they can subdivide. And then when they come in for building permit, they will be able to do a tapping permit. We are requesting you coordinate to locate any existing service stubs within the platted area to confirm if there's, you know, potentially private easements, depending on which stubs are there and what lots they might serve. So that's all we have for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Montano, code enforcement. Just a note for general design requirements. This site is within the Borealis CPO1. This site also within the area of consistency. So the proposed lots do have a minimum and a maximum lot size requirement. All three proposed lots would fall outside of the smallest and largest lots, would require a variance for all three lots.
All right, this is Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, thank you for that comment. We'll run it by the client and see how they want to proceed. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. We have no adverse comments to the proposal, but can you give us more information about the proposed development because of its proximity to parks?
So this is Ryan with Cartesian. I'm not aware if there's any planned development at this time. I will check in with Will and with the client and see if they have any information and then pass it on to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to this plot in action. Just note that a graded and drainage plan will be required when these lots decide to pursue the building permit.
Thank you, ma'am.
Transportation.
Dean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Show existing sidewalk width along 7th for this street. The minimum required sidewalk width is 6 feet. Show overall right-of-way width for the alleyway. The minimum required right-of-way width is 20 feet. Provide curb at the northeast corner of the property to account for site distance and two-way traffic at 7th Street. If accessing the alleyway with the northernmost lot, please provide additional alleyway width. Also, on one of your sketches, I noted that there was a 6-foot private access shown. I just wanted to understand what that was exactly, since that seemed to be within the public right-of-way width, and it sounded like you were doing some more research on that. But any private uses of a public alleyway theoretically should require a vacation action.
Right, so this is Ryan with Cartesian Surveys. I don't really have any evidence that this was for a public alleyway. I believe that it's possibly a portion of the western tract, and that the 6-foot alleyway vague easement that eventually grew to be this 13.3-foot private access way. And so I believe that's what that strip of land is being handled as. And I don't believe it was ever a public alleyway or anything like that. And so it might've been wrong for me to label it as an alleyway at all, but that's my understanding of that little segment there.
Okay, thanks. I guess that'll be established at the next application then.
We hope to have that better understood by then. Thank you.
Okay, and this is Chair Wolfley. Mr. Mulhall, I'm not quite sure all who are getting access to that, but that is land, you know, depending on who has rights to it, but that is land that could be pulled into lot sizes if it isn't being used by properties. I guess that's to the west. I don't know what orientation we're at sometimes. Is that understandable? There might be an opportunity there depending on who's being served.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, as I understand it, the 6 feet to the north of our lots is only an easement, but we'll look more closely at that and potentially okay. add in to bring those lots better into contextual size compliance. Yeah. I don't believe that's going to be the case, but we'll take a look. We appreciate the guidance.
Okay. Let's go to planning.
So this is Maggie Gold. So again, all the standard plan comments. And then just a note that a duplex is allowed in the R1A zone. This use is generally prohibited in the R1 zone, except for the R1A where you can have a two-family detached dwelling that straddles the lot line. Also, the subject site is within 1320 feet of a Main Street corridor and a premium transit corridor. It is also within the boundaries of Character Protection Overlay 1 for Borealis, and there are additional site standards that will apply for future development.
Run with Cartesian, understood, and we appreciate the guidance. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and then that same comment about any driveways 20 feet from the garage to the property line. Is one of the standards that needs to be met. Okay, thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Appreciate you hanging in there with us today. We're gonna now move to the action sheet minutes from June 30th is 2021. If there are no changes, then is there a motion to approve them?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Councilmember Felt, Parks and Rec, second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of June 30th, 2021. Mr. Rodenbeck, do we have anything to sign?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We have one document to sign. It's an infrastructure list for the first case. It's been sent out in alphabetical order. Renee, I believe you were the first. So you should have the infrastructure list in your inbox to electronically yep. sign.
And click to sign. There we go.
All right, see, it was signed. All right, so now it's Blaine's turn.
Just saw it come through. All right, Vincent, you're up next.
Vince, you're the next one up.
I just sent it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I see that. Now it's Cheryl. Three more to go.
Yeah, and Renee and Vince, we do need you to stay in the room the whole time we're signing, even if you're done.
Okay.
In order to meet Open Meetings Act requirements.
All right, Cheryl has signed. Now it should be to Jean.
Got it.
All right, Madam Chair, you're the last. Gina signed.
Now I know why I married a Wolfley, so I could always be at the end of our signing sessions. All right, you should have it, sir.
All right.
All right, we as DRB are adjourned at 12:53 p.m.